And we're talking now with Bob Connors, who is with the Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline. Actually, just recently, Inside Climate News came out with a story about the a fight that the Bob and others have been taking against this Albany Loop, putting a new pipeline or extending a pipeline and I believe town of Bethlehem across the river into North and East Greenbush. So, Bob, maybe just start off just quickly a little background about the Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline Group and then why this particular pipeline you're concerned about.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And yeah, we formed about, 5 years ago to oppose a major $6 billion proposal of a frack gas pipeline that would run through Albany area onto Massachusetts. And we were the only New York State grassroots opponent. And we certainly had mentors in Massachusetts, and we ended up both mentoring group in New Hampshire to oppose that massive pipeline. And to the extent that we slowed them down enough and made life a little difficult for them, that their investors got a little antsy and said, hey, put up or shut up. And so they ended up withdrawing their proposal because we were slowing them down too much and the investors wanted a quicker return on their investment. So we were happy that we were able to stop that. And it wasn't just alone. It was a tri-state effort. So we continued to oppose any fossil fuel infrastructure in New York or any place. But we had so many members and so many workers that we decided to also form a more positive group to get involved in renewable energies, conservations, efficiencies, things like that. So some of the same people are in both of our groups. And now in this case before us, there's another proposal here in Albany area. We refer to it as the Albany Loop. And it is another frack gas pipeline, Mark, that's being proposed.
And so that's about, I think it's about 8 miles, but apparently this is considered relatively small, so this is normally a rubber stamp procedure by the Public Service Commission, and the fact that, you know, your group is saying, well, wait a moment, the public has a concern here, and we should be heard, and we should be able to participate in the proceeding, has sort of left them scratching their heads and say, huh, no one's ever asked us for these type of pipelines before to have input.
I agree. From what I understand, this was a learning curve for us to deal with a pipeline within our state, New York. And we've learned that, the term rubber stamp is pretty accurate. No one's really been opposing them. So the Public Service Commission, who is the lead agency that we are appealing to, is surprised. And they don't think they quite know how to deal with us. And we're very professional. We're not troublemakers, rabble rousers. We said in writing during the public comment period to the Public Service Commission ourselves and many, actually literally over 700 letters or comments to the Public Service Commission opposing this pipeline, saying we don't need it. National Grid has not proved there's even a need for it. And they haven't. What's worse, National Grid, the pipeline proposer in this case, hasn't even considered seriously alternatives such as renewable energies, efficiencies, conservation, and so on, which is outrageous, actually. So this has been the basis of our appeal. Our group has officially called party status. It simply means we have bargaining rights at the table with the Public Service Commission. And so we have a right to be heard, and we represent literally thousands of people here in the Capital District area opposing this pipeline.
Now, I believe one of the arguments against the pipeline is that, you know, the state last year passed a new piece of climate legislation. Some of us would like to have been stronger, but, you know, they're talking about trying to get 70% of the state electricity from renewables by 2030 and make pretty dramatic, you know, cuts and gas emissions, carbon emissions, greenhouse gas emissions. And so that this type of extension, which, you know, can last, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 more years of supplying natural gas, really is very contrary to the policy that they just adopted 6 months ago. And in fact, you know, why isn't the State Public Service Commission beginning to put a halt to these new fossil fuel projects and instead, as you said, move them to renewable energy, whether that's air heat pumps or geothermal or more energy efficiency?
Yeah, exactly. And not only those, the what you just mentioned are not only available, they're affordable. So is natural gas affordable, but what does it do to the environment? What does it do to our air, soil, and water? Those are the environmental concerns. And the fact is, there's so many alternatives available now for the, let's say, the Albany community. To you, why build another pipeline? It, actually, theoretically, it could last 60 or 65 years. And by then, you know, pipelines and gas are going to be like the horse and buggy. I mean, totally outmoded. We refer to those fossil fuel industry, as a matter of fact, as dinosaur industries. They are literally dying, if not dead. Well, they're not dead yet. However, so what we're after is for the Public Service Commission to examine the alternatives. We would be gladly a professional source. We have a wealth of information, a wealth of professional members who understand what can be done. And New York is actually officially a leader in the environmental field. And wouldn't it be great for the showcase, Albany, the capital city, to stand up and say, no, we're done with fossil fuels. We're more interested in renewables. And I don't want to keep saying the same words, efficiencies and conservation. It can be done. It's been done in many places. And I can give examples, but we don't have time.
And speaking of time, I understand this Thursday, February 6th at, I believe, 10 a.m., you're asking people to come to the Public Service Commission, which is an agency, Building 3 on the Empire State Plaza. Now, if people have not been to the Public Service Commission previously, one word that tends to be mentioned from the Public Service Commission is that concept of the public. They don't allow the public to speak. They don't really want to hear from us. But I guess you're handing in a letter and then doing a press conference afterwards. Can you quickly, in the 2 minutes we got left, run down sort of the timeline for Thursday?
Yeah, thank you, Mark. 10 o'clock we'll meet at the Congress, as you mentioned, and move over to the Public Service Commission meeting. It starts at 10:30. We'll be delivering them an oppositional letter by over 100 environmental groups, primarily from New York, saying we don't need this, we've got a better way. And then after that, his letter's been delivered, and we'll be attending the Public Service Commission in silent protest. We have professionally made signs that say stop this pipeline. That's as far as they'll let us go in a public manner. And then after that, at 11:45, we're going to walk over to the War Room, it's called, on the second floor of the Capitol building, and for a press conference. And we'll also be delivering that same oppositional letter signed by over 100 environmental groups to Governor Cuomo or his aides, and then we'll have this press conference with approximately 10 different speakers that are very well qualified to tell us why that we don't need this frack gas pipeline. And that, as I say, will be at 11:45, so people are welcome to come to the 10 o'clock and or the 11:45 events on this Thursday.
Now, as you might know, I'm on a lot of these listservs, and so I believe this week people have been asked to call in to Governor Cuomo. I know you have a special number. The number I remember is 518-474-8390, but actually ask the governor, because the legislature doesn't really have any control over the Public Service Commission. It's really dominated by the governor. If people, you know, do want to, you know, get more involved or convey their concerns to the governor, you guys have a website, social media. How can they interact with you?
Sure. And just to follow up, this week is Call Cuomo Monday week, in honor of, if that's the word, reflecting our efforts. And it's Stop the Albany Pipeline. The governor's number, you may be repeating what you said, but it's 877-235-6537. That's 877-235-6537. Call Governor Cuomo. Tell him we don't want this. We don't need this. and there's other information, but they can find out more at our webpage, which is www.stopnypipeline.org, www.stopnypipeline.org. There's a lot more detail about this call Cuomo week on that webpage.
We're out of time. This has been Bob Connors from the Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.